Broadcaster Fraser Rogers for the Prince George Cougars with you and joined by Director of Scouting for the Cougars, Bob Simmons, as we are just days away from the 2022 WHL Prospects Draft and the 2022 WHL U.S. Priority Draft. And Bob, thanks for doing this, and I'm sure this is the big time of year for you and your brethren right now. It must be exciting leading up to draft day.
Yes, it is. First of all, good to be with you today, Fraser. And yeah, this is, it's kind of like, you know, the analogy we always draw on is, you know, kids getting ready for Christmas. They've asked Santa for the present. They're just not sure what present they're going to get. They know they're going to get one, but so it's the anticipation of it all. You know, we're putting together our final list. A lot of hard work and preparation has gone into getting to this point, and now it's kind of like tying a bow on the present now and seeing how it's going to all end up.
This is the time of year where scouts shine and the GMs lean on their scouting staff to, you know, mold that future. And it's been a unique year because with the COVID-19 pandemic, the 2021 and 22 drafts got all shifted around, and we're seeing two drafts in about 6 months. What kind of challenges or curveballs that throws a scouting staff when you had a draft in December for the 06 group, and now in May you're drafting for the 07s? That's a quick turnaround.
It is, and you know, very unique, and I'm hoping a set of circumstances that we never repeat again. You know, the 06 group, obviously, it was a very condensed season, if you will, preparing for them. But, you know, the 07s subsequent to December, again, it was a rush, condensed. But at the same time as we were scouting the 06s, we were, you know, through, you know, practical circumstance, we were also getting to see a lot of these 07s. So, but, you know, it was, you know, we're still navigating COVID and all those kinds of things. So, again, a unique environment to scout this group in some ways, the very much the same as the 06s. You're trying to cram a full season of scouting into what is sort of a half a season time frame. But, you know, the scouts really did remarkable work. We, you know, lots of travel, lots of events to see. And, you know, unlike the 06 group, the 07s, we were starting to be able to get into the rinks and see these guys, and travel was able to be done. So little time, but lots of work. But at the end of the day, we're very comfortable that we've got the information we need. We've seen the players we have needed to see, and now it's just a process of getting them in the right order.
And Bob, looking at this 2007 group and this 2022 draft coming up on May 19th, the Cougars have a lot of weapons in the fold, so to speak. They have 7 picks in the first 5 rounds, and I think 7 picks in the top 80, essentially. That's a unique and beneficial position, I'm sure. That's got to be exciting to have this many draft picks in the top part of this 07 draft class.
You know, obviously, we're picking 9 overall in the first round, and we're excited about being there in that spot. There's going to be some very high profile, highly projected players available for us at that pick at both the forward and defense position. So we're going to have some options. Looking forward to the final discussions with the scouts, you know, to see how we're going to finally shake out our list. And you know, then from that point forward, our subsequent picks are as if we were in the 6th overall spot. So I think our next pick is at 28, and excited about that. I know we have 2/3, and on we go. But the top end of the draft is pretty deep. There's lots of good players at all positions. So it's going to be fun getting them all sorted out. I can tell you the scouts have got strongly held opinions about a lot of these players, and a lot of the opinions are consistent on the same guys, but, you know, guys have different preferences and whatnot. So for me, it's going to be fun. It's almost going to be like the teacher in the sandbox, maybe.
And Bob, you look at last year's draft, you look at the 05 draft, where would you rank the 07 crop?
You know, that's a question that's asked every single draft. And, you know, you say, oh, yeah, this is a very deep draft, or this is not a deep draft. But, you know, it's these drafts are there's what is different about this draft that is, for me, very apparent is, you know, when you look back as an example to the Riley Height draft for us, there was, you know, a group of elite level players, and you look at that group as an example, and I think every single team in the top six or seven were, you know, very thrilled to get the player they got, and this year there's a whole bunch of really, really good players, but there isn't that really elite group of the number of those elite level players, if you understand what I'm saying, where, you know, this year everybody's kind of settled on, you know, there's the number one guy, and, you know, it's all going to depend on you know, how a team is looking at whether they need, you know, preferring a defenseman with their first pick or a forward. There's going to be good options for every team, certainly in the first round. So it's not unlike a lot of drafts, a little different in that there's kind of the buzz about one specific player, you know, being the first overall. But it's a draft, and it's exciting.
This kind of dovetails into my last question for you, kind of a philosophical one. You talked about, you know, teams' needs depending on the first round, which players are going to go based on that specific team's need. Do you look as a director of scouting as best player available at number nine is just the player we're going to get regardless of position? Or as you talked about how the parity in this draft is so close, do you look at a specific need at number nine? Have you and Mark talked about that? Or is it, let's just see where the chips fall. Let's see where number nine is. And we're just picking our top guy off the board that's still there at nine.
Well, certainly Mark and I have regular ongoing discussions, you know, about our team, about our depth chart, about, you know, who our prospects are, you know, current roster, you know, where it can be tweaked, perhaps the holes we might have. But when it comes to the issue of drafting, simply put, it's the best player. And, you know, I'm very mindful of, you know, what our defense depth is and what our forward depth is and whatnot. But when it comes right down to it, at nine overall, we're going to take the best player possible for the Prince George Cougars. And I couldn't tell you today if that's going to be a forward or a defenseman.